Welcome back, or welcome to the Daily Driver Podcast. The purpose here, it's pretty straightforward. In the next 10 minutes max, I'm going to share a story, an experience, perhaps an idea that I hope will help you become a little bit better racer today. I'm Luke Bogacki, and this is the Daily Driver. A recent Facebook post from a racer by the name of Donnie Algieri. He's out of New Jersey, I believe. But this post went semi-viral, and it caught my attention. And I'm gonna read it verbatim because I think it's probably gonna catch your attention as well if you hadn't seen it already. This post. I know people are gonna think that I'm trolling, but I'm genuinely asking and I'm genuinely curious. I'm interested to see the responses. Business owners, dads, moms, how are you racing every week? How do you go from one 3 to 5 day event to the next? What's the secret? Who's running your business when you're away? How did you come up with a strategy or a plan to make business run as usual when you're gone? Parents, and more so divorced parents, how are you getting away so frequently? How do you get around a split parenting schedule? Do you just give your days up? Do you take your kids with you? How does that work? He explains, this has always been something that I was both jealous of and fascinated by. I was always taught to work first, racing second, but I know a lot of extremely successful people and business owners who go from track to track. I truly believe that if you're going to be successful running these big money races, you need to be at all of them. Seat time is often overlooked as an advantage. I'm just curious to see how and what others are doing. Lastly, how are you affording to do this between travel, entries, buybacks, expenses, parts, etc.? As you would imagine, like I said, went semi-viral, like pretty engaging post. I think it makes a lot of us think, or perhaps not along in agreement. Like perhaps you've had similar thoughts, questions. Like how can anyone do this? I wanted to weigh in, and I want to first say that I don't really consider myself a touring bracket racer anymore. I'm certainly not at every big buck bracket race. And I don't necessarily think that this is aimed at a racer like myself. That said, my family and I did just come home from a 6-week stint on the road on the other side of the country. And this is the third consecutive year that we've made a trip of that nature. So I've got some thoughts that I'm going to share. In truth, I've got a lot of thoughts, or at the very least, I think it's fair to say this topic is layered, so much so that we'll actually dedicate the next several episodes of this podcast to this very topic in a couple of different segments. The first layer that I want to address is mindset, because some of the comments on this post were, I guess, while not entirely unexpected, they were kind of depressing. The truth is, like, we're all guilty of this. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, no matter how our life is structured, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, this is how it is. Like it or not, this is how life works, and this is how life will always work. Listen, if you're happy, truly happy in your current situation, awesome. Rinse, repeat every single day of your life, or until it no longer fills your cup, until it no longer makes you happy. No one gets to tell you what makes you happy. If you're there now, rock on, 100%. If you're thinking it might be nice if your circumstances were different, guess what? Your circumstances can be different. And you may say, no, not me, because, yes, it's not a light switch. It's not something that can change overnight, but it is something that you can change. Ultimately, I'm a huge believer that everything is figure outable. I could waste a lot of breath here, or I could simply read you verbatim the comment from this thread that originally got my attention. It's from Jordan Pratt. Here we go. A lot of the people that are able to do the things that you've described aren't ordinary people, and they don't do what average people do. Their beliefs aren't limiting, like some folks in the comments here. They don't think, F this, or I'll never be able to do that. They believe in the opposite, that their lives are self-determined and fully within their control. They have a high degree of personal responsibility. With that understanding, you believe it's possible to overcome the gap between where you are right now and where you want to end up. That might involve a career change or starting a business. Many of the racers that can travel from race to race have made the transition from being an employee to leadership or own their own business. And this requires a mindset shift. A couple of books that opened my eyes to this were The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, Mindset by Carol Dweck, and How Champions Think by Bob Rotella. Lastly, a couple words of forewarning. Be careful, the status you may want to reach isn't an illusion. 5 out of 10 households in the average American suburban neighborhood can't afford to pay for a $1,000 emergency with cash. Meanwhile, they have a nice SUV and truck sitting in the driveway, financed through the roof. I suspect, although I hope not, I suspect that the same is true in the pits. Finally, as others have shared here, it's not all glamorous. Living that exceptional life we've talked about doesn't come overnight. You have to be willing to make the sacrifices and the risks required to get there. Whoo, Jordan Pratt. All right, full transparency. Jordan, probably the reason that I even saw this comment in my social feed is Jordan's a part of our team here at thisisbracketracing.com. He's a close friend. In fact, he's likely edited this podcast. That makes me all the more proud because this, what I just read you, is the spirit that I'd like to think that we embody here at thisisbracketracing.com, both internally in our team and within our membership communities. The resources, the three books that Jordan listed, are absolute gold, and they can be a great catalyst to begin to cultivate the mindset necessary to take a step toward what I would define as freedom, like the freedom to live life on our own terms. Speaking for me, like recently I was included in a feature, it was an honor to be included in a feature in National Dragster, and when Kelly Wade called me for the interview, she caught me off guard with a question. She said something to the extent of, looking back on your racing career, what are you the most proud of? And that's not a question you get every day. I had to think about it for a few minutes. And my answer, it reeked of Frank Sinatra. But what I said was something to the extent of, what I'm most proud of is that I've done literally everything I ever really wanted to do in the exact way that I wanted to do it, surrounded by the people that I care about the most. That's it. Like, who could ask for more in life than that? Now, back to this original post, there are a lot of quote-unquote touring racers. And the truth is, no two racers are alike. Not in the how they do that, and not even in the why they do that. So let me preface this with the obvious. Like, I can only speak for myself. In the next episode, I will begin to do just that. We'll peel back a few more layers of this onion.